I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Harry, you're having a press conference 2 o'clock on Friday with a new partner. So, presumably, there's going to be some new hope and new future for the Buffalo Grand?
There's always been hope. It just wasn't widely shared. Yes, it may or may not be the Buffalo Grand name, but the hotel is coming back to life.
Under a national flag, a different flag?
I'm not going to comment on that right now because that is part of the many discussions that are ongoing.
Okay. Today being the deadline day, so to speak, have you submitted your financing and long-term plan to the City of Buffalo?
We have been in contact with the City of Buffalo on a regular basis. We have submitted reports to them as requested. And the issue with the City of Buffalo is not so much what's the plan, who's going to pay for it. So on Friday, you will be meeting the source of who's going to pay for it.
Is he your new partner? Is he Canadian? Is he American?
I'm tempted to say he's Iranian and he's mad, but nevertheless. it is an American individual. His family is Buffalo-based. He and his brothers grew up in Buffalo. He is currently living in Tampa, Florida. His investors, this is private investors. This is not an institution or a bank of any sort. These are private investors. They are largely in Florida and in California.
Okay. Are they in real estate, or is this their first hotel venture?
Well, there's a large variety of them, so you know they're they have their fingers in multiple pies. I would say that real estate and entertainment is the focus.
How quickly will the Buffalo Grand be renovated and be check-in ready for customers? What's your estimation?
It's going to be a three-stage process. Number one is getting the front doors open, the lights on, etc., and a few floors of the hotel functional. Exact numbers will evolve, but we'll probably start with 2 to 3 floors. And that will include the parking garage, the main floor, coffee shop, lobby, etc. The second phase would be to complete the inventory of hotel rooms to the full 486.
Okay.
And the third phase will be the completion of the large expanded concert hall event space on the third floor. So I should have said on the first phase, it will include the event spaces on the main floor, which will accommodate in total about 2,000 people, with the addition of the third floor, that'll boost to close to 7,000. Always open. I don't know how long it's going to take to get it running.
I'm assuming at this point you're focused on just getting the hotel up and running. Off to the side, the Frank Lloyd Wright-like wedding chapel and then the apartment building that you were talking about in the backside, those I'm assuming are probably many, many years down the road, if at all.
Probably down the road. I wouldn't need as many minis.
Okay.
That is always been part of the plan for it, but our priority is just the basic hotel within the shell of the current building.
Go ahead.
Well, the appetite for funding those which are in one case whimsical, being the Frank Lloyd Wright Chapel.
Yeah.
And the tower, which is going to be a very large building. Those require the credibility of the facility running smoothly and busily.
I know, has this reviving the hotel, it's more than an investment, it almost, you and I have known each other for a long time, it almost seems like it's a mission for you.
Yes.
It's become something more, it's become something more than just a development project.
Absolutely. It has become a personal, it has to happen. I mean, with the amount, I put everything into this at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much that's my future. I mean, if I don't, this has to happen. I cannot back off on it. Everything is in there. And the battle, the pandemic was unexpected, obviously, but we endured. The fire was totally, well, it was unexpected. What was the biggest nightmare, and the tale will be told at some point, was the battle with the insurance company. That was a complete nightmare. That was the worst experience I've ever been through. Because it was deliberate, and it was vicious.
How much of a settlement did you end up getting from Travelers?
Net in the pocket, or dollar value of the whole settlement?
Both answers.
The money we had left over after the settlement with the Travelers to fix up and reopen the hotel was essentially nothing. They dragged it out so long and did so much damage to me personally. It will, that story will be told. I am so angry about that. We paid off the mortgage. The building was, as any building, house,
mm-hmm.
business, whatever. You have a mortgage, your mortgage holder is co-insured. The mortgage had expired. Given the time they dragged us out, the mortgage had expired before the settlement happened. So the mortgage was paid off in full by the proceeds of the insurance settlement. The lawyers, millions in legal fees collectively.
That's usually the case.
Taxes. Yeah, it is. But it wasn't so much the fees. I don't begrudge professionals their fees. I do begrudge them when they were self-fulfilling. They were entirely, the whole process was to starve us into a position where we had to take whatever was put on the table. And that settlement occurred one day before we would have lost the building to a foreclosure. One day. Do you think that was a coincidence?
I try never to think.
They knew we could have filed a bad faith claim 2 days later.
So
we settled. There was nothing left.
Phase one of the hotel.
We have.
Go ahead.
Except the hotel. A mortgage-free hotel. And the expectation that somehow we had received millions of dollars and should have opened the next day.
Surprisingly quickly.
Surprisingly quickly, because the building did not burn down. The fire itself was in the far corner of the third floor. It wasn't even in the banquet room. It was in a serving area between the kitchen and the banquet room.
Correct. We walked that area, remember?
Right. Yeah, right. That was where it was. The guest wing was and is intact, aside from wear and tear on the last several years.
Well, the last time you and I walked the hotel, really from the fourth floor up, it was pretty much turnkey. I mean, the rooms needed some sprucing up, but they weren't, as far as I could tell, they weren't fire or water damaged, and they were pretty much turnkey.
You know, there's more time has passed, but can they be revitalized and used within the next several months? That is our intent. We don't expect that it's going to all open together. It will probably be, you know, three floors, give or take, of the hotel. The main floor event spaces, the coffee shop, the parking garage.
Mm-hmm.
Virtually all the spaces that people would associate with the function of the hotel.
I'm just going to play
Third floor.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
No, I was going to say...
The third floor event space.
Mm-hmm.
One of us is going to finish this. Go ahead, you say your piece.
Well, I'm just going to play, if you excuse...
Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, Devil's Advocate, Dowling Thomas, whatever. We've heard promises from you before. The hotel is still shuttered with a lot of homeless people.
Oh, yes, but we've never had the resources. We came out of that insurance settlement with nothing. And I came out of it with millions of dollars more personal debt to survive the pandemic and survive the insurance settlement. I lost everything. I don't even have a home anymore. We had to sell our house. I got wiped out personally by this. But managed to hang on to the hotel.
As I said earlier, it became more than a project. It became almost a personal mission for you.
Yes. Yes, it did.
So, can you tell me who the investor is? Other than he's an expat. What's his name?
Perry, as in P as in Peter, E-R-R-Y.
Perry.
D-A-V-I-S.
Is he any relation to Jeff Davis?
I don't think so.
Okay. But you said he's in Tampa now?
They're different colors.
Okay. So he's in Tampa now, you said?
He's in Tampa.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I will see you on Friday, 2 o'clock, in about 48 hours.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't rain, but I guess we can use the point entrance thing.
I'll tell you in a second. Friday, no rain. Partly sunny and 48 degrees.
Well, that sounds not too bad.
Yeah, it's workable.
But for May, this is disgusting.
I know. It's all of the Northeast is suffering.
Well,
so
nevertheless, we'll be there.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, Perry will be there in person. I will be there, of course, as will my previous investors who backstopped the thing in the first place. So all the usual suspects will be there plus.
Look forward to it. I miss you. Look forward to seeing you.
Well, I haven't disappeared, but I certainly feel a much smaller person at this point in time.
I can imagine the weight of the world must have been on your shoulders.
Oh, and just the cynicism, the number of people who approached me with truly insulting proposals.
Oh, I can believe it.
If I may say... Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it. The usual suspects. The reason why the discussions with Perry et al. Proceeded And they've only been recent that they've gotten really serious. So this was only, he's only been really hounding, you know, roaring full blast on this for a week and a half. He only came in as a surprise entrant at the last minute. But the reason that why we quickly pivoted to that is to his group, they believe in the hotel as a full-scale hotel, 500 rooms,
mm-hmm.
with event space. Nobody, especially the local proponents who approached us, not one of them had any faith in the hotel as a large hotel. I would say, maybe not all, but all that I can remember, they would start talking about, well, we'll go to the state and we'll go to the county and we'll get a grant and we can put some affordable housing and then we can put a this and a little bit of that. The usual mixed use, no risk, government pays for everything approach that seems to distinguish a lot of the local developers, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Because as Dr. Kaler says, we need these rooms.
Yeah, everybody says.
But nobody believed in it.
Everybody says. Yeah, I'm trying
to. They all say that. They give lip service to it. They all say that.
I'm trying
to. But then when it comes down, they don't believe in it. The lenders don't believe.
I'm trying to look up Perry Davis.
Well, he's not in the Donald Trump book, so.
No, I'm looking Perry Davis, Tampa, Florida.
There's a whole bunch of Perry Davises online.
Yeah. So.
Anyways, he's going to be there, and so he asked me to call the conference. It wasn't my idea.
What business does he run?
Primarily entertainment.
Okay. This. Now looking
he has a basically travels in circles that are entertainment related. He's an interesting character. He's actually a bishop in the church too.
He's what?
He's a bishop in the church.
Really?
You can ask him all those questions on Friday.
I will. All right.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Bye bye.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.